You please find the comfortable posture. Take a few deep, long breaths and release. Relax your body, relax your mind. Leave everything behind this moment. We all are going to meditate to focus on ourselves, inward journey. In this hour, being here, we cannot do other things, other plans. Therefore, let's be here right now. Look at yourself lovingly and respectfully. How do you feel about yourself right now? You feel joyful, or still we have some concerns about ourselves, our bodies, or our mind? If you see any areas in your life you want to focus on, this is the time to open it up with love, compassion and acceptance. The world is too big for you to change, but your inner world is a perfect size. Make that loving intention in your mind as a thought. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. if you are distracted, bring your attention back. If you see any distraction, don't think or don't label it is bad or negative. Just recognize it, then smile to it. Then bring your mind back to your breath. Now your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself or somebody you care, your children, your family, whoever needs blessing. This is a good time to think about them too. Now I'm going to do a short chant. Today I'm dedicating this chanting Cheryl's son, Mike, who waiting in the hospital needs some blessings. So please think about him, and if you have anybody else in mind, please think about them too. It's the best time to send blessings to them. Bahun sahas mabhinim mit sayudhantang giri mekalang udit ghor sasen marang dana di dham vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani Maratirek mabhiyon jit sambharantin ghoram pana lavak mankh Matandayakhan Khanti Sudhanta Vidhina Jitva Munindo Tante Jasa Bhavatu te jaya mangalani nala giring gajavarang atimanta bhutang Davangi chank masaniva sudarunantang metambusek vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, good morning, everybody. So, once somebody asked from the Buddha, Buddha, could you please summarize all your teaching into one word? Now think about Buddha's teaching is many years. He was teaching 45 years. So what do you think about that? Something come to your mind? Please summarize all your teaching into a one word. Okay, heedfulness, okay. Compassion, okay. Those are good. No? Okay, good. You know, keep thinking.
I would say wake up, that's two words.
Okay, wake up, okay. This makes sense. I can see something. Okay, anything? All up,
Impermanence,
okay, good. All what you said is perfect, it's part of the journey. So, but, you know, I like what you said. So, when somebody asked that question, Buddha answered, is the Pali word he used, sati. You heard that word, sati? Sati means mindfulness. Simple translation. Okay, you said, wake up, right? Wake up, like an awakened mind. So it is very interesting for me. I really like that what Buddha said. Without that, whatever you said, those qualities are not there. Impermanence, right? And also what you said, you know, is very difficult sometimes to that many years of teaching to summarize into one word. But how amazing Buddha used that word. One word to summarize all his teaching into mindfulness practice or introspection, going awareness inward. Do you see why it is important? We can talk. Why it is important? Why is, you know, mindfulness is important? Why he used that word?
Because there's a focus and a carefulness.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, without that quality, without that mindfulness practice. Now think about this word, mindfulness is overused in this country. We use that word, but it is, there is no depth. Even people use that word, it is no depth in this word now in the modern society. And also, that word is very commercialized. Very expensive. Mindfulness is very expensive here in this country. You have seen that, right? And people pay thousands of dollars to learn about mindfulness. I know a couple of good teachers, they do really well. But sometimes when people talking about mindfulness, I'm not telling, I know better than them or something like that. My concern, sometimes I'm concerned, what they're talking about. So, I think this word has a more deep meaning behind it, this mindfulness. Without that practice, you or myself don't have content, peaceful, balanced life. So, why we have to have that awareness? To watch ourselves. Then he used another analogy. It's very interesting, these analogies. He said, mindfulness is look like this. Holding a mirror, now think about it, you are holding a mirror in front of your face. He used that analogy. Mindfulness is like an analogy, holding a mirror in front of your face, towards your face. What mirror does? Reflect. You can see who you are. So, when you go to the mirror, what you see? Reflection. Reflection. Mirror means reflection. Some, you know, other day, actually Michael talked to me something about when he was here with me. I said, Michael, You know, we are talking about something about the mirror or fixing something. I said, mirror means reflection. Then he said, what? So that's what you see. When you go in front of the mirror, you see your physical body. But mindfulness mirror? See what? Your mental body. We can see your mental body. This makes sense, right? You know, when we see, you know, and also think about all your senses. Where they are. I'm always thinking person. So when you talk about our senses, where they are. I think my experience, everything is around here. All our senses. This makes sense? Right, ear, nose, and most of our senses around here, around our head. So that means, now think about it's like a camera turning into your side, your face. That mirror always going around. If your mirror is turning other side, you are in trouble. I'm in trouble. Always we have to keep that mirror always moving around your senses. So when you listen, mirror is there. When you see, mirror is there. When you smell, mirror is there. So then you can see who you are. So these are very practical information. In my inner journey, how I figure it out myself. So when you are practicing this mirror practice, then what will happen? You are more mindful? Is there anything big happening in your life? Did you experience? Before I tell my experience. When you are really holding the mirror, you see yourself. Then what is happening in you after you see yourself? Uh-huh. Yeah, you are mindful. Is there changes happening in your life after that? You are mindful before you say something. Right? Everything is you are so aware about before you react. Then what I realize in my own practice, maybe you can consider that too. When I'm holding that mirror, biggest thing I learn in my practice, I'm ready to let go. Ready to let go. Okay? So, then Buddha used another analogy. These analogies, I love Buddha's analogies. Buddha used this practice as a raft. He used this story, he made this story. There was a man walking in the forest, keep walking, then he is coming toward, you know, he meet a river. River is overflow, you know, swollen, lot of water. Now he want to cross the river. There is a, you know, river is an issue now. He cannot cross. Now he want to cross the river. Then he was thinking, how am I going to cross the river? You know, if, you know, it's a lots of, you know, what is called, lots of water, he cannot cross. Then he has to make something. What? He has to make a raft. Now what he is smart, he's collect all the wood and, you know, whatever in the forest, he is making a raft. Then, however, he crossed the river. Go to the other side. Now, what he's going to do? Right, no need to raft anymore. Kick it. Kick the raft. How stupid you are. You know? What you are going to do with the raft? Now you made the raft. I made the raft.
Give it to someone else.
Yes, give it to someone else. Just leave it with gratitude. Say thank you to the raft. Thank you so much. Oh, another options. Some people do that too. I work so hard for this raft. It's helped me so much. I'm carrying on my shoulder, I'm taking home. Some people do that, right? Now after go home, now there's no place to keep the raft. I'm just making it up now. Then it is belong to my family. It is my family tradition. I want to leave it for my children. I want to leave it my legacy, my grandchildren. So then it is getting dust in lots of, then, oh my God, now I have to make a museum name of my family. Some people do that. But now think about how difficult for us to let go. Even the raft you made. Right, exactly. Yeah, and also physically also you get, mentally, emotionally, physically, rest of your life because of that attachment. But you already crossed the river. But after you cross it, still you are in trouble. Why? You are attached to the raft. So therefore, one day, I don't know, maybe this is too much. One day, even when we are meditating, we are focusing on what? Breath. One day, there is a moment in your life you have to give up your breath for your own inner journey. You have to give up your breath. One day, even you have to give up, let go, dharma, all the things you learn. One day, you have to let go the Buddha. Sometimes when people get into this last part, they are not ready to go, not ready to let go. Because those are good stuff. Right? Buddha is a good stuff. Right? Dharma is a good stuff. I learn. I don't want to let go that. I want to keep that. No, you have to let go the dharma too. Otherwise, it's become another attachment. I will tell you the story, right? 90s, I came to this country. So after I come to Michigan, because I'm not used to this culture, I'm so curious, I want to learn. In the Michigan temple, that time, we had a very old television. You know, old one, those old type of televisions. And we had to push the button. And so, then when I have some, you know, afternoon free time, I want to learn the language. I watch a movie or something like that, so to learn the culture. One day, one afternoon, I'm watching a movie. I'm so excited and joyful. I'm watching. Then in that movie, I cannot remember the whole story. There was a big fight. You know, as a young monk, I like fight, right? You know, like that. I can see they are fighting, you know. So I know it is a movie. I'm young. And so then I saw they're having a club, like a big pole, and hitting each other, all the glass, you know, the cabinets and things. You know, movie is crazy. And so when they are mashing those cabinets, you know, the glass cabinets, I saw there is a little statue of the Buddha. It's not the, you know, historical Buddha statue, like a big belly Buddha, laughing Buddha. Hotai, he's called Hotai, he's a Chinese character. It's not the real Buddha. People think that big belly Buddha is a historical Buddha. That's not. So even call that statue called Buddha. So then they are fighting, then they are mashing all the glasses and things. Then I saw that little big belly Buddha rolling all, you know. Can you believe what I did? I really enjoyed that movie. I turn it off. Without even thinking a moment, I go and turn off the TV. Now I'm sitting, I'm thinking, what I did? What happened? I didn't plan to turn it off. Automatically, spontaneously, I got just turned it. Why is that? I realized finally. Because even I know it is not a historical Buddha, then I realized how much I am attached to the word of the Buddha. Even I cannot handle that fight because that Buddha is rolling. So then I am attached to that. So then later, turn it on again. I watch the movie. So it's so interesting how we are creating this attachment to even something we really like in the spiritual journey. You know, they are meditating in the winter time in the forest. Then winter getting harder and harder, difficult. Then only thing their firewood is finished. Then only thing they have, wooden Buddha statue. So now they are meditating. Then one monk said, however, we did so well together in this meditation. Now we don't have any firewood. Only option we have this, you know, the wooden Buddha. How about we chop it, make the fire, and let's meditate. Then other monk was so mad. How rare you are. How bad. Can you destroy the Buddha and chop it and meditate? What kind of student are you? Then he was so upset, he left. He was mad. But other monk was so mad, he chopped the Buddha. He was meditating. Finally, he attained the enlightenment end of the winter. This makes sense? So therefore, don't even attach to your... Finally, in your inner journey, when you are going towards that, this is a long way to go, okay? Finally, you have to let go of your breath too. But breath is helpful to get into that place. Same exactly like a raft. The day you are dying, you know, some people I have seen, they are really holding, trying and struggling to hold the breath. So what I'm suggesting you now, prepare now, let go now. Then the day you are ready to let go, you can say bye. Otherwise holding it doesn't help. So my experience now in this inner journey, when you are practicing this sati or mindfulness, what we are learning in our life, how to let go good and bad both. Sometimes you have to let go the good too. Some people I can see they are attached to good. Good is doing good is a wonderful thing, but finally we have to let go the good too. Then you feel free. Does it make sense? Any thoughts? I don't know, I'm always making you confused. I'm sorry. Right? But what I want you to think. It makes sense? I want you to think what I said. No need to accept that, but think. And also other thing I want to talk, most of your realization happen during your sitting or after you get up and doing things everyday life. You know, most of your realization about life happen during your sitting meditation or after you've done your sitting meditation when you walk around dealing with the situation. Dealing with the situation. But it doesn't mean your sitting is not important. Sitting is very important. But very rarely, in the Buddhist stories or the enlightened monks and nuns stories, they are good meditation practices. Most of their life stories when I'm reading, they always explain in real life they got the realization. But their practice helps them to understand that. This makes sense? So therefore don't have an expectation, oh, when I come to the Blue Lotus Temple, I'm sitting on the cushion, listen to Bhante's guided meditation, then I'm going to be attained to the enlightenment. No! Never happened. Never happened, you know. So don't have even expectation. Get this training. Process yourself. With that calm state of mind, with that beautiful information, go to the world. Then, middle of nowhere, you click it like this. This is what it is. Yeah, exactly. So that means we are letting go all about self. Otherwise still we are attached to something. This is very subtle. Sometimes certain things, yesterday I had the long Dharma discussion with one of my young brother monk. Certain things, finally I said to him, he's so into learn and he always calling me and asking those questions. He's 28. I'm 56. And so then finally I said, certain things, there is no words to explain. When we come to a certain point of awareness, there is no words to explain. If you put into the words, what will happen? That's another distraction. So words and all those, you know, whatever we receive from these senses, they are limited. So real, this is too much. I know this is too much. So real realization, after you go beyond these senses, if you get something through the senses, still there is an issue. Why? Senses are limited. But senses are amazing to get into that place. That means finally you have to give up the senses too. So the real practice beyond the senses after. Real true inner joy. I know this is too much. And so please go and process those things. Sometimes I feel certain things when my inner journey, I understand. Sometimes I feel I don't know how to say it, because it's too much for people. But once in a while it is coming out from me. So maybe one or two or three people get it. Maybe another people get it, maybe later, after 5 years later. So, you know, like a few weeks ago I did the class, and one lady said, "Oh my God, I'm listening to you 15 years. Today I got it." You know, she said, "Today I got it. How wonderful. How wonderful. Today I got it." It makes sense? So therefore, store somewhere in your mind, then finally you feel good about it. Okay. Any questions? Any thoughts? Any confusion? If you are confused, I'm very happy. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Anything else? Today we have any... Oh, one thing I really like to talk, and I'm very concerned, because sometimes I feel... I never ask things for me, but I'm always... my job, my work, to ask for temple. So after 5 years later, we start to do the annual, our pledge drive. So I'm asking you if you're able to donate something, not the number, whatever coming from your heart, even $1 per month. So then we can count, because sometimes very challenging and to run this kind of place, based on the donation basket, because without having a permanent income. So therefore we are planning to get another 100 pledges. So we are trying so hard to keep this building open to the public. It is so difficult. Yesterday, you know, Tessa sent something, you know, middle of nowhere, it's a $4,000 to fix something. So sometimes people don't see it that much, this old building, lots of things going on. So as administrative people, we are going through a lot every day. So, but when people come to this place, we don't show it to people that much, because people want to experience this joyfulness. But keep that joy in this building for the rest of the journey, for thousands of people in future. How many thousands of people already receive the benefit? So therefore, if you can do it, please consider. We have a table set up there. And coming few months, I am planning to talk about it to people to educate. Some people are thinking we are coming from the big organization. No, we have our own. I started it, you know, sometimes people say, people think, you know, like a big church organization, somebody sent the funds for us. No. We are our own community. We are raising our own money to make this place beautiful. So therefore, please consider whatever you can donate monthly is a big thing for us. So then also, it is helping me personally. Why is that? I have peace of my mind. Otherwise, end of the day, everything is, Bhante, what are you going to do, right? And even I'm traveling around the world, sometimes people ask, I had middle of nowhere, I had focus on that. So helping that, helping yourself, helping me to do more work in the world, and also helping thousands of people around the world. So therefore, I'm so grateful already if you are donating that. Every day, I'm so grateful to that. So not only you are helping other people to find peace, directly and indirectly. Okay? Thank you so much, everybody.